Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forgiving, turning away from the ignorant ones. So first forgiving and then turning away also from the ignorant ones. Yesterday we did the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether he experienced any day more severe than the day of Uhud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained the incident that he experienced in Taif, and towards the ending of the incident, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him, the angel of the mountains came to him and offered him just one instruction, the mountains would be closed up upon these people for what they did to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that I hope Allah ta'ala will produce from their progeny those that will worship Allah Ta'ala alone without ascribing any partners to Him. That He still made dua for these people. So when somebody does so much of harm to us, and we wishing so much of good for them, that is like the pinnacle of forgiveness, the pinnacle in the height of forbearance, and the pinnacle in the height of showing magnanimity and greatness as far as one's character is concerned, is when you're wishing good and trying your best to do something good for someone, at that time they show their worst. At that time to forgive requires a very high level of character, a very big heart, a very magnanimous personality just to do that. And that was no other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who showed it to us practically in the way he went about forgiving. So today also we'll do an incident wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was treated very, very harshly. And despite being treated so harshly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam still he went and he forgave, as we'll see in this hadith, and he still went and gave over and above that to the person that treated him so harshly. Radiallahu anhu qal, kuntu amshi ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi burdun najraniyun ghalidhul hashiya fa'adrakahu a'rabiyun fa'jabadahu biridaihi jabzatan shadidatan fa'nadhartu ila safhati aatiqin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waqad atharat biha حاشية الرداء من شدة جبثته ثم قال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مر لي من مال الله الذي عندك فالتفت إليه فضحك ثم أمر له بعطاء متفق عليه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that I was walking with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he was wearing a Najrani cloak and he had and this Najrani cloak that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was wearing had thick edges. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was wearing an upper garment, was a Najrani cloak. It was a type of cloak that had very, very thick edges. In other words, coarse and rough edges it had. So a Bedouin approached Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and pulled his cloak violently. I looked at the shoulder of Rasulullah, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying that I looked at the shoulder of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the edges of the cloak had left a mark due to the force with which he had pulled it. The man then said, O Muhammad, grant me some of the wealth Allah Ta'ala has given you. Imagine his style, not even a courteous, kind way. He came to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for assistance, but in such a rough manner he did it. He pulled the cloak in a harsh way, as though he's entitled to it and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not giving him. He pulled it in a very rough and a harsh way, and he's telling them in such a way that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's upper garment left marks on his neck. And he's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that grant me some of the wealth which you have. This is in this hadith, it just says this part, that grant me some of the wealth you have. In Bayhaqi it mentioned that he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that grant me the wealth you have, because what you give me, what you will load for me on his animal, what you will give me, what you will load for me is not yours and nor is it your father's. He's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these harsh words. And this was happening in the presence of Sahaba. Can you imagine if it was any one of us what we would have done? Somebody coming out of the blue, showing such scant regard for him being the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking him in such a rough manner and telling him whatever you give me is not yours and is not your father's. And how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond? This hadith goes on to tell us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around, he smiled at him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned around and he smiled at this person and then he ordered that load him up, give him something, in other words don't send him away empty handed. So much, it comes in one riwayat, so much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him, close to probably a camel's load, which is about 300 kilos of whatever commodity was given at that time. But so much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him, did not reprimand him, did not take him to task. Here was some personal attack against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he didn't get upset for himself. If the deen was attacked, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get upset. But here this person came and behaved rudely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the background of these people. They didn't have any type of refinement. They were hard people by nature. So he didn't get upset. He didn't take it personally. This is the akhlaq we need to bring into our lives. So hard words he used against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so hard actions. But all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied with was a smile. A beautiful smile, and then gave him what he was asking for. And this is what you call the height of akhlaq, the pinnacle of akhlaq. Magnanimity you need to have in your heart to behave like this. Otherwise, if we don't have this, somebody just cuts in front of us on the road, we are getting upset, we are getting violent, we want to say something, we want to do something. But look at the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore ulama explained there are four steps. There are four steps to everything. The first step is sabr. That when something happens to us, make sabr. The next step is tahammul. And the person now practices forbearance. He applies his mind. Let me be calculated in what I'm doing. Let me don't act impulsively, react impulsively. So first is sabr, second is tahammul. Then the third step a person does is a person overlooks. He makes maaf. Never mind what this person did to me. Never mind what he did. What he did, I make him maaf. And the fourth step is what the ayat of the Quran told us. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He turns away from people like this who behave in ignorant manners. So he doesn't waste his time staying there or trying and pursuing anything further. He turns away, he moves away, he carries on with his work. So when a person got these four steps in his life, he'll find that very often he'll save himself from problem, internal pressure, external pressure, and his work also will continue. So first thing he does is he makes sabr, then he forbears, he makes tahammul, he is forbearant, he be calculated in his approach, in his way, he thinks about what he's doing. Next thing he makes is he forgives the person. He makes, never mind, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I make him forgive, I forgive him for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And the fourth thing is, he moves away. He goes away, he doesn't waste his time in that type of environment with that type of people. So then the person doesn't have any type of problems. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.